Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Johnny Massey with Brenton's VP of Operation. How you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thank you.
It's good to catch up with you. I've been out of town, and while I was gone, it looks like you were in the news. Looks like that you've been owned by a PE firm named Carlyle, and they sold you to Argonne, a New York-based PE firm. Before we get to that, though, and get into the details on that, let me just ask you if you can update my listeners a little bit about Brenton USA's business, what you make and what markets you sell it into.
Sure. So we primarily produce custom woven Axminster carpet for the commercial market here in the U.S., typically sold to your 4- and 5-star hospitality industry, and also to the gaming sector and the marine industry.
That's right. So you're on cruise ships, you're in casinos, and you're in upper-end hotels, and your price for your product is higher than a tufted product because, you know, it's a woven product. It takes more time, it's more machine time, and you also probably sell a lot more wool nylon blend than you see in the other types of hospitality sector where it's mostly nylon, right?
That's correct, yes. It's typically an 80-20 blend that we sell. We also produce some 100% nylon option, but it's primarily the 80-20 blend that is specified for the higher-end hospitality, gaming, and marine sectors.
And the reason they use that, just most people know this, but it's because if you drop a cigarette, it puts it out, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's also easier to clean. It improves indoor air quality as well.
And I guess business has been good. I mean, the reason I say that is because if a private equity firm buys you and then is able to sell you, it usually means that some good things have happened. Talk a little bit about some changes in your business that have resulted in Carlyle being able to position you to Argonne and then buy you.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's been a bit of a turnaround over the past few years here at Brenton. You know, Carlyle took over, and it's been a very positive situation. They came in and invested in the people. And also in the business itself, and we've made a lot of changes.
When Carlyle bought you, they actually bought it from a family, right?
That's correct. In the past, have been family-owned by the Brentons family based in the U.K.
Yeah.
Carlyle came in 2011 and purchased the company. And, you know, it's allowed us to do a lot of different things. They've invested in the people and the business itself. I mean, we're able to acquire another business, another manufacturing company based in Poland, called Agnella a couple years ago, which expanded our manufacturing footprint and brought some new products as well as additional capacity. A lot of this has attributed to our profitability and the massive turnaround here at Brenton's.
Most people know in the hospitality business, pricing is very sensitive. Even though you're on the upper end, it's still a competitive market. So it sounds to me like that Carlyle, while they owned you, were able to change the cost base of the products, right?
That's correct, yeah. You know, with some of the shift in our manufacturing footprint, it allowed us to be more competitive in the marketplace but while still being profitable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as we think about this woven business and the hospitality business, are you the market share leader in this country?
It's hard to determine exactly that, but we like to consider ourselves one of the major players.
And what does this mean to your business as far as once being owned by Carlyle, now being owned by Argonne?
It's hopefully more of the same here at Brenton's, which is going to allow us hopefully to see more investment into the business and hopefully grow, possibly look at new sectors and gain market share in the ones we're in.
Okay. So it's, I guess, new owners, and you get to put together a plan for growth, like most PE firms would ask you, and potentially more investment based on how good a story you can build on where you can grow your business, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. John, it's great to catch up with you, and congratulations on your ownership change to Argonne. Again, we're talking to Johnny Massey, Vice President of Operations with Brenton's USA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.